Who was the singer there? You ever know? Yes, Christine? Do you know who it was?
Oh, it was Daniel O'Donnell.
Yeah, Daniel O'Donnell, that's right, the Irish guy. Yes. Yeah. That's a very lilting sort of way of singing, doesn't he? Yeah. Good, okay. So we move on to part two, and that is headed Jesus prays for his disciples. We're reading from verse 9 through to verse 19. My prayer is not for the world, but for those you have given me, because they belong to you. All who are mine belong to you, and you have given them to me, so they bring me glory. Now I am departing from the world. They are staying in this world, but I am coming to you. Holy Father, you have given me your name. Now protect them by the power of your name, so that they will be united just as we are. During my time here, I protected them by the power of the name you gave me. I guarded them so that not one was lost, except the one headed for destruction, as the scriptures foretold. Now I am coming to you. I told them many things while I was with them in this world, so they would be filled with my joy. I have given them your word. And the world hates them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but to keep them safe from the evil one. They do not belong to this world any more than I do. Make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. Just as you sent me into the world, I am sending them into the world. And I give myself as a holy sacrifice for them, so that they can be made holy by your truth. Powerful words there from Jesus. I was watching the back end of a discussion about what Justin Welby had said in an interview with Laura Kinsberg. I don't know whether any of you saw it. And then they had the Home Secretary on. And Laura said to her, could you forgive that guy that all the fuss is about? The one that he abused so many youngsters. And because that's what Justin said. He said, I have now forgiven, I have pardoned that guy. And she said, well, I'm not really religious, so no, I couldn't. I thought, yeah, you just hit the nail on the head. Because that ability to pardon somebody, as we sang in the song there, is because we have been pardoned. We recognise that unless we pardon other people, we can't really expect God to pardon us, can we? So we come to this second part of the prayer. Jesus prays for his disciples. Prayer not for the world, but for the disciples who had followed Jesus. This is very specific about the group, much more than the 12, I'm sure it was up to around 70, the people that had followed Jesus as his disciples, had responded to him. And Jesus here recognises the battle of sin that goes on in the world, the battle between Satan and God, the battle between right and wrong. We've spoken quite a lot about that in recent days and weeks, both here and in our Thursday night Bible studies. The battle. The fact that many people have lost a conscience. Many people don't know the difference between right and wrong. That Satan is having a high time, the way he messes up the world and its order. And Jesus says here, I have set them an example, and I pray that they may follow that example as I leave them. He asks that they have been protected. Father, protect my disciples by the power of your name. I have done all these works in your power. Now I ask that power to be given to these disciples so that they may be strong and stand up. So that they may be strong in their fellowship together. Keep them close to you and me, Jesus asks. keep them safe. Make them holy by your word. This word. Make them holy by your word. Changeless words. God's word does not change. We mentioned on, when was it? Friday morning when we were praying. Enid and I used to go into a school in Nottingham, a blue coat school, very good Christian backed school. And we would go in and wander around at lunchtime as sort of school chaplains and talk and chat with anybody who wanted to be chatted to. Most of them avoided us like the plague. And also pick on those youngsters that were perhaps lonely or were upset. And I don't mean pick on them, but just go and chat with them and try and, you know, comfort them and encourage them. And one day a couple of Muslim girls who were probably only about 13 or 14 came up to Enid, wouldn't come up to me, quite rightly, they came up to Enid and said a couple of things. One was about the way Mary's portrayed with a covering over her head, and they were suggesting that basically Mary was a Muslim, and Enid corrected them on that. And then they said, and we also understand that your Bible, you change the words, you keep changing what's in there. And Enid said, that's absolutely not true. And this was obviously something that they had been taught, probably by the imam at the mosque. God's word is changeless. God's word is there for us to learn from. Make them holy by your changeless word. And then Jesus says, I am making a holy sacrifice for them. Notice that, a holy sacrifice, so that they can be holy as they follow your word and your spirit, the spirit of truth itself. Your word is truth, the spirit I'm about to give them is truth. May they stay strong, may they sacrifice themselves in a holy way to follow your word and your spirit. Jesus prays for his disciples. We're going to have our prayers of intercession.